Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Talking all things AFC Championship coming up this weekend. Broncos, Patriots. Going to be a cold one, too. Who better to talk to us about this upcoming game than the host of Broncos Country Tonight, Benjamin Albright. Benjamin, my friend, what's going to be interesting for sure. Let me ask you this question to start us off. If Bo Nix is playing in this game, how are you feeling about the Broncos' chances against the Patriots? Because that's going to catapult us into the next conversation.
I think about the same as I do.
Yeah.
I think Bo brings some different things to the table, you know, in terms of mobility. But I think Jarrett Stidham, man, he'll hang in there. He'll let plays develop. Yeah, he doesn't have the mobility to take a few more sacks, but he'll also push the ball down the field a little bit more. And I it's weird to say that Jarrett Stidham is better for this game because that doesn't exactly make sense. But his skill set sort of matches up in a way that I think gives Denver a little bit of a chance. And so I think I feel about the same either way.
Benjamin, let's go back on a journey here. Let's go, a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever. You know, when we get to training camp, when Bo Nix is a rookie, there's a debate. Do you start the rookie quarterback? Do you go with Jarrett Stidham? I just refresh my memory. Like, how tight of a competition was that at that point?
Very tight. Matter of fact, Jarrett Stidham on paper won that competition.
Right.
He played better than Bo, and there were a lot of people that didn't like me saying that at the time, but it was true. And, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't appreciably better in the sense that, oh, we got to start this guy, Jarrett Stidham, over the upside of the first-round rookie. But he did play better, and, you know, Jarrett was certainly a little disappointed that he didn't get those early games to, you know, get a chance to prove himself and all that. But, you know, time is a flat circle, of course. You know, anything's that saying bothers me because all circles are flat. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, I think they mean a sphere, but whatever. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, Jarrett's getting the chance to come back around and has the shortest runway ever to a mega contract by winning the next two games.
Yeah, and I guess that's where my brain's going. I'm trying to be careful here because I don't want it to sound like I'm saying Bo Nix is a bad quarterback, but I still think there's a ways to go for Bo to be that guy. You know, maybe in some people's mind, yeah, for sure, there's no doubt he's the franchise quarterback, he's the next Elway, whatever. I still think we have a journey in front of us. So, you know, maybe in 3 years or 2 years, replacing Bo is a much taller task, but I'm just not ready to say that Jarrett Stidham, Bo Nix, the difference is, yeah, the run game that Bo provides, he's very mobile, we get that. But I'm just not ready to say that that's going to be a massive difference. And it's kind of encouraging to hear you say these things, Benjamin. It makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah, I think, you know, end of the day, I think, you know, there's some differences in the way the two approach the game. You know, Bo wants to not take negative plays. You know, he'll get the ball out super quick. But at the same time, that, you know, that's been a problem this year. As we've had stuff open down the field, Bo hasn't seen it and has looked to get out of there or just get rid of the ball so he doesn't take a negative play. Jarrett Stidham is going to take a few sacks in this game. But he's also going to make some plays over the middle. He's going to make some plays down the field. The Broncos might have more explosives in this game than they've had all year.
That's very fascinating because, again, Bo had so many moments, and I think a lot of times throughout the season you say, what is the strength of this offense? And it's kind of, well, when Bo Nix improvises. Do you think that there's been some of that going on in Sean Payton's designs, play calling, where, okay, we can't throw everything at Bo. We kind of have to shorten the play. Bo's not going to sit back there and go through every single progression, whereas maybe a Jarrett Stidham, you can open things up a bit more.
I think so. I think the full playbook will be open. I don't think you're paring it down at all for Jarrett Stidham. I think the things you're taking out or maybe the QB sweeps, you know, things like that. But overall, I think, yeah, I think, you know, you look at this thing and you say, all right, well, you know, Jarrett can make all these throws. He's willing to hang in there. We can let some of this stuff that maybe takes a little bit longer to develop, that Bo's a little, you know, nervous to let develop, and we can run some of these plays. You go back and look at the typical Sean Payton offense, and, you know, Bo is they're running way more screens than they normally do. I mean, they run screens, but they run way more wide receiver screens they normally do because Bo wants the ball around the line of scrimmage and, you know, and wants to get the ball out quick. And so, you know, I think that this is going to change the way the Broncos play offense. It's also going to force Sean Payton to hand the ball off to the running backs a little more, which he probably should be doing anyway.
Benjamin Albright joining us, host of Broncos Country Tonight. On the running back topic, do you expect to see J.K. Dobbins in this game?
Well, we're going to see. He's had a pretty good week so far. We got practice here in about an hour. We'll get a chance to see. He's been ramping it up. Pat Bryant looks like he's going to clear concussion protocol after all, so that's good news. Wattenberg's going to be back. I think the questions right now are J.K. and then the hamstring on Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin and Pat Bryant being out last game forced the Broncos to remember that we have Marvin Mims on the roster, and then, oh, by the way, he led the entire league in passing for the week, so catching all eight of his targets. So, not that I wish injury on anything, but if Troy needs an extra week or two to get that hammy up, I think we'll be all right with Marvin Mims.
I mean, Marvin Mims. What is it about Marvin Mims that Sean Payton does just seem to forget about? I mean, he's even admitted it. Like, it's my own fault. We're not utilizing this guy. Every time we see a pretty large sample of Mims, he delivers. Yet, we don't see it all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that. That's one of those things that's befuddled me since the beginning of time. I'm like, you have your most explosive weapon. He doesn't drop the ball like the other guy, and we just hate him for what reason? So it's one of those. It's one of those things where, and I believe if you go back and check the tape, I certainly know I tweeted about it. The last time I was on your show, I said, well, Sean Payton does certain things instead of what he air quotes is supposed to do. Instead of running the ball on second and one, he's going to dial up a goal line fade for Frank Crum, which I tweeted about, and then he did. And then I was like, you know what I should do is start tweeting about using Marvin Mims more and see if Sean Payton's is just ninja reading my my Twitter account.
Start tweeting about him more. Start tweeting about the run game more. All those things. And I think we'll be good on Sunday.
Yeah, that's it. Secretly, I didn't realize that I had such input on the Broncos offense.
He's got to be reading it, man. You know he probably is after the fact. Benjamin Albright joining us talking Broncos Patriots. The Patriots have been kind of in a similar category as the Broncos, 14-3, leading in a lot of, at least top 10 in a lot of most major categories, offensively, defensively, yet they weren't really taken seriously throughout the course of the season. Benjamin, how good are these Patriots?
Well, they're pretty good. They played a really soft schedule. I think that's why people, maybe don't take them as seriously, but they're a decent football team. Stephon Diggs isn't the player that he used to be, but he's still pretty good. They got Kayshawn Boutte over there, who, by the way, every time Kayshawn Boutte has touched the ball this year, it's either been a first down or a touchdown. Every reception
he's incredible
he's had this year has either been a first down or touchdown. So something to keep your eye on there with the explosives. Pop Douglas is more of a slot possession guy. They've got good tight end play out of Hunter Henry. Love to use him in the red zone for the touchdowns. And then the real, crux of what makes it go is not necessarily Drake May. It's the 1-2 punch with the running backs that they have. Not just running the football, but getting them out into the flat and letting them get one-on-ones with corners. And Ramondre Stevenson at 237 pounds, that's a big boy for a corner to try to bring down. And so, you got to be wary of the way they like to hit the backs in the flats.
Yeah, I mean, the running back combo and seeing, a guy like Travion Henderson and you mentioned with Stevenson, that's kind of the dream package right there. If you get two running backs like that like you said, that full-on 1-2 punch.
Yeah, it's a real thunder lightning approach, with Stevenson being more the power guy, although he catches well too. So it's it'll be fascinating to kind of see how they roll that out against the Broncos. The one thing I will say about the Patriots, they have a little bit of a fumble problem. They've had a little bit of a fumble problem over the course of the year, and that's something I wonder if we're going to be peanut punching the ball all game.
Yeah, well, and you see the Broncos maybe like sharks in the water. They got a taste for blood. Maybe we're going to see a lot of turnovers again against Drake May and these New England Patriots. On the defensive side for the Patriots, obviously pretty good throughout the season, but, man, what they've done in these playoffs, I don't think they've given up total 20 points in two games. I mean, they're going on a pretty solid run in the postseason.
Yeah, of course, they were up against the Texans and Steelers offenses, which aren't exactly what we'd call a juggernaut. Flip side of that, Landry's their best pass rusher. He's going to be out for the game. I think they're going to have Carlton Davis back. He's listed as questionable right now, but I think he's going to be back off the concussion at the corner. But they're missing Landry, their best pass rusher. That's going to be an issue for them. They don't generate very many sacks. In fact, they're one of the worst teams in the league at getting sacks. The strength of that team is their corners. Christian Gonzalez, Carlton Davis, Marcus Jones. Those three corners are very, very good, and they know they can leave them out on an island if they need to. They play a lot of cover three, cover one type stuff. And, you know, that's going to be the thing. I think the key is if you are able to get outside runs going, because they play that 3-3-5 kind of defense, if you can get the outside run going and then, you know, build off of that and hit the deep crossers, I think you can be successful.
Defensively for the Broncos, you mentioned a couple of those receivers with Diggs and Kayshon Boutte and how good those guys are. I mean, the highlight reel for Kayshon is amazing. Do you see Patrick Surtain primarily on Boutte in this game, or how do you see that one playing out?
That's going to be interesting because I think, you know, as the way they typically line up, you're going to see Diggs mostly on Surtain. I suspect you could see you know, Surtain maybe on Hunter Henry in the red zone. They switch some of those situations up, and the Patriots like to go two tight ends with Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper. You might see Surtain on the tight end there. I don't know if you put him on Boutte or not. I think you put Moss out there and see if he can hang, and then go from there. You know, and Moss, you know, again, some of that stuff that he got flagged with early in the year was nonsense. But you know, I think he's worked through a lot of that, and I think he's playing at a pretty good level.
Benjamin Albright talking Broncos Patriots with us. He's the host of Broncos Country tonight. Yeah, it's going to be a big game. A lot of crazy storylines in this one. Obviously, we know the quarterback thing has been a big one. Jarrett Stidham, you said it to start the segment. This is a huge game personally for him, of what it could mean for his future in football.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's got a two-game ramp up to a big money contract that was mostly an afterthought for everybody else. And, you know, I think that there's an opportunity for this. There's an opportunity to have that Nick Foles kind of moment coming on for Carson Wentz. And, you know, Stidham's got 3 years experience in his offense. He's you know, it's an everyday thing for him. He's had a couple of games start. Now it's been a couple of years, but he's had a couple of games start in this offense. I think he's going to be fine back there. I don't think he's going to be the liability if we have one.
How do you think this one's going down? How much does the cold affect these two teams, and who does that benefit?
I don't know that it does. I mean, New England plays outdoors in the cold. I think the upside you're going to have here, New England's coming in late. Now, there's no way that for them to be here long enough to get acclimatized in terms of the altitude. But what I will say is the biggest threat isn't the altitude. It's the dry air. And so you get a lot of teams that are dehydrated in the fourth quarter because they don't realize just how dry it is here. And so I think that's the thing that, you know, that may give us a little bit of an edge, not just the altitude, but the dry air and hydration. They may not be prepared for it. So I obviously the climate benefits Denver because it is what it is. But I think looking at this, I think I don't think there's much of an edge there.
Patriots are 4.5-point favorites in this one, Benjamin. Where are you going, man?
My math says they shouldn't be. My math says they should be 1.5-point favorites. So looking at this, that number blew my mind. 80% of the bets on the money line are on the Patriots, but only 60% of the money. Sharps are on Denver in this one. And you can put myself in that camp. I have a ticket on the Denver money line. Broncos win 23-20.
I love it. There we go. There we go, man. Cannot wait. Really excited about this and excited to see what Jarrett Stidham can do. And obviously this defense has been very good throughout the course of the season. It was awesome seeing all the turnovers last week. Hopefully more of the same this week. And Benjamin, always appreciate it, my friend. Good luck. Are you going to be out? I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be cold, man. Hope you're bundled up.
Yeah, I wore a t-shirt and shorts. I'm trying to show solidarity. So if I have frostbite, just lay me to rest wherever you can find a spot.
Well, you be safe out there, man, okay? I know you're trying to make a point, but just be safe.
Will do, man. Let's get Liddy for Stiddy.
All right, man. I love it. Benjamin Albright, get Liddy for Stiddy. And he likes the Broncos to win this game. Mike, how you feel? I mean, he's been picking against the Broncos quite a bit. I think he picked against the Broncos last week. Are we worried about that?
Absolutely not.
No,
Stiddy's going to win one for the city.
Stiddy for the city
and the country for Broncos country.
Stiddy for the state because we're not in the city. So Stiddy for.
I know, but I wanted to rhyme
the statey. So he's kind of going along with me. On this talk, on this whole, like, it's not a crazy drop-off that we're seeing with Bo. I mean, and that's a guy that's at practice every day. That's a guy that talks to players and coaches every single day. And he's telling you the same things I'm telling you. So take that for what it's worth. That's a positive here. I'm trying to tell you, don't worry. Maybe. I don't know. What? Why are you crinkling your eyebrows?
Why are you telling me? I'm not worried.
You're not a little bit worried.
No.
You just have the absolute confidence that the Broncos are going to win this game.
I am confident. I'm wearing my winner's hat.
I have gone back and forth. Dude, this is just like the Bills situation. I have gone back and forth in my mind. Last night, for example, I was convinced that I'm picking the Patriots. The night before, I was convinced that I was going to be picking the Broncos. This is very similar. I do agree with him saying the spread should be a lot closer. I'm back and forth in my brain, Mike. And you haven't given me any real reasons to pick the Broncos. You just say,
because I like them and they're good.
You haven't given me a real reason. Give me one real reason, concrete evidence to support why the Broncos are going to win.
They got a great defense. They got a great offensive line. As you guys have been saying, and as I've been saying, Stidham's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's been in this system a while. We're fine.
Listening to Benjamin talk, man, I mean, the way he talks to me is like, they might be able to run more. They might be able to do more offensively with Stidham. Is that what you kind of picked up from Benjamin's conversation there? Or from the interview?
I did, absolutely.
Fascinating. Fascinating stuff, man. 49 minutes after the hour. Broncos, Patriots, who you got? Hooligans, shoot me a text on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I need some help on this one. So, Hooligans, maybe sway me one way or the other. Patriots or Broncos? Let me know, and we'll discuss. It's the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
Nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.